Hey everybody, it's Monday. I'm Matthew O'Leary and I want to take a second to welcome you to our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice and see the results of it working in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be talking about renewing our minds. And we're going to learn how vitally important it is that after a person gets born again, they enter into the process of getting their minds renewed. You know, I heard a minister say once that the most important thing you can tell an unsaved person is to be born again. But the most important thing you can tell a person who is born again is to renew your mind. And all this week on the broadcast, you're going to see how vitally important it is that we get our minds renewed to the Word of God and to think like God thinks. Now, I want to start today's broadcast by going over to Romans chapter 12. And we want to look at verse 2 there. And it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, friend, this is written to the church. This is written to believers. And it's telling believers that your minds need to be renewed. And so after we get saved, after we get born again, something has to happen to our mind. Now, why is that? Because when we get born again, we are made new in our spirits. We are recreated on the inside. But nothing happens to our mind in that born again experience. In other words, after you get born again, you still think the same way you used to think before you got born again. And so after we get born again, our minds have to be renewed to think the way that God thinks. You know, being born again is an event, but having your mind renewed is a lifetime process. And that process of getting your mind renewed must begin immediately after you make Jesus the Lord of your life. Now, what does it mean to have your mind renewed? Well, to have your mind renewed means that your mind is being re-engineered to think like God thinks, that we are removing old stuff, we are putting in new ways of thinking. Your mind, your way of thinking is being re-engineered to think the way God thinks, and that is the renewing of the mind. And so every believer needs to be in the process of renewing their mind. Every believer needs to have their mind renewed, and it is one of the most important things you can do after you get born again. Now, why is that? Why is getting your mind renewed so vitally important? Well, in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, it says this. It says, "To be carnally minded is death." Now, to be carnally minded, a carnal mind is a mind that's not renewed. It's a mind that hasn't been influenced by God yet. And the unrenewed mind, or living a life without your mind being renewed, the scripture says the carnal mind, or to be carnally minded, is death. And so if your mind's not renewed, if you're a believer but you don't get your mind renewed, you open yourself up to death and destruction in your life. It's vitally important whether or not you get your mind renewed, and it's actually a matter of life and death. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so this is one big reason why we must get our minds renewed so we don't end up with death and destruction in our lives. You know, a believer that gets born again but continues to think like the world and operate like the world is going to get the results that the world gets. They're not going to get the results that God wants them to get. Now, another reason why it's so important that we get our minds renewed to the Word of God is because the renewing of your mind creates agreement with God. When your mind is renewed to think like God, that creates agreement with God. And when we agree with God, we can walk with God. And when we walk with God, we can be used of Him and enjoy the full measure of His blessing in our lives. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 7, it says this, "The carnal mind is enmity against God." And again, the carnal mind is the mind that's not renewed. It's the mind that hasn't been influenced by God. And that kind of mind is enmity against God. The word enmity means it's in opposition to God. And so an unrenewed mind, or a mind that's not influenced by God, will always be in a state of opposition to God. And friend, if you don't think like God, if you're in a state of opposition to God, then you can't walk with God. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says, "How can two walk together except they be agreed?" And so if I want to walk with God, I have to agree with God. And if I want to agree with God, then I got to get my mind renewed to think like He thinks. And here's the question. If you aren't walking with God, who are you walking with? And where are they leading you? And the reality is, if your mind isn't renewed, then you're not walking with God, you're walking with the enemy, and he's going to lead you into a place of destruction. And so you can see this is vitally important, that we get our minds renewed so that we can agree with God and walk with Him. And what's the results of that? If we're walking with God, we're going to be used of Him, and we're going to enjoy the full measure of His blessing on our lives. But when your mind stays unrenewed, you're forced to walk with your enemy. You're forced to walk with your adversary because that's who you agree with. And if you walk with him, come on, friend, you're not going to end up in a good place. And so an unrenewed mind can cost us greatly. Now let's go back to Romans 12, 2, and let's read that verse again. It says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now again, this is written to Christians, and the first part of that verse is telling us to not be conformed to this world. And so here's the reality. You can be born again and still think like the world thinks. I want to say that to you again. You can be born again and still think like the world thinks. The word conform in that verse means to fashion yourself alike, or to fashion yourself according to, or to conform to the same pattern. And this can happen with believers. You can be a Christian and fashion yourself to be like the world, and you can conform to the pattern of the world and think like them. You know, in the Passion Translation of Romans 12:2, it says, "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think." Now, what did it say? Stop imitating the ideals of and opinions of the culture around you. Can it happen? Can a believer get born again and think and operate like the world thinks and operates? It can happen, and it is happening, and it will happen to anybody who doesn't get their minds renewed. See, when your mind gets renewed, what's going to happen is you're not going to operate the way the world operates. You know, God doesn't think like the world thinks, and Jesus didn't operate in his life the way the world operated. And so when our minds get renewed and we begin to think like God thinks, we are not going to think and operate the way the world thinks and operates, and that is going to make us strange to them. The world will not understand how you think and operate when you think and operate according to this Bible, and they're not supposed to understand it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God." And so when our minds get renewed, We're going to be strange to the world. And I don't mean that in the sense that we have to act goofy or act silly or act weird around the world. If we just act in line with this Bible and think in line with this Bible, that will make us strange to the world. You know, the Apostle Paul said this in Galatians 6:14. He said, "The world is crucified unto me, and I to the world." What's he saying? I'm dead to the world, and the world is dead to me. I don't think like them. I don't talk like them. I don't operate like them. My mind has been renewed, and I have nothing in common with the world. And friend, this is the stance you and I have to take. We are not going to be conformed to this world. I'm not going to think like them. I'm not going to talk like them. I'm not going to operate like them. I don't function like them. Come on, God told us, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind. And so you have to make the decision. I'm not going to be conformed to this world. I'm going to get my mind renewed to this word, and the world is going to be dead to me, and I'm dead to the world, and I don't think like them or operate like them. I think in line with this Bible. This is what it means to have our minds renewed, and we need to be on guard against thinking like the world thinks and operating like the world operates in the name of Jesus. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, every believer needs to be in the process of renewing their mind. Number two, the renewing of your mind creates agreement with God, and that allows you to walk with Him and be used of Him and enjoy the full measure of His blessing in your life. And then number three, you can be born again and think like the world thinks. And so we need to be on guard against that and instead have our minds renewed. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we're asking You all this week on the broadcast for light and revelation of how to get our minds renewed to Your word and to think the way You think. Holy Spirit, we're asking You for grace and help for that to happen. We want to think in line with the word, and we want to think in line with how God thinks. And Lord, we thank You for helping it to happen. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith to Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled Renewing Your Mind. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.